Realty Nation, it's your host, Abhi Golhar. Welcome to the Think Realty podcast. Now, if you want to learn what permanent wealth really means and how you can think about the future instead of only thinking about the next deal if you're a fix and flipper or a wholesaler, or even if you are a multifamily investor or a single family rental investor, there are some things, there are some strategies that you can put in place today to secure, control, and have certainty over your financial future. Today, we're talking about that. My very good friend, Gary Pinkerton, will be joining us in just a second to talk about that specific thing. And what are you doing wrong in your business? Or maybe not what you're doing wrong, maybe what you're missing so that you can secure your financial future. Before we get to Gary, I need a huge shout out to the podcast sponsor for today, briefcase.email. Join thousands of readers and sign up at briefcase.email to receive a free weekly newsletter for real estate entrepreneurs. Briefcase loves to have fun with their newsletter. So if you don't laugh, if you don't cry, they'll give you your money back. All the laughing, though, no crying. Go to briefcase.email to sign up. Okay, so we talk. I want to learn more about this permanent wealth idea. Because as a real estate investor, as a venture capitalist, as somebody that has my hands in a bunch of different businesses, I'm thinking to myself, okay, isn't that my retirement? Isn't that the way that I need to be thinking? And as many of you real estate entrepreneurs are very similar, you're very much in the same boat, that's the retirement that we're building, right? Gary, welcome to the show, man. How are you doing?
Hey, thanks, Abhi. It's awesome. I always enjoy talking with you, my friend.
Hey, likewise. So there are a lot of entrepreneurs, real estate entrepreneurs, that think that way. They're like, well, my retirement is what I'm building for me right now. You know, I'm the one that's flipping properties. I'm the one that's investing in multifamily. I have a very active hand in building my retirement and in building my long-term savings strategy or financial freedom strategy, whatever that looks like. As we're starting the show, you talked about this idea of permanent wealth. I want to get to that.
Yeah.
What does that mean? And then we'll do the intro.
So to me, when I say permanent wealth, what I'm talking about, it could be generational wealth with other people, right? But primarily when I'm talking about permanent wealth, I'm trying to get across the concept of lasting wealth. And so I completely agree, by the way, with all the real estate investors out there and the active investors, people who are running a syndication business with larger apartment buildings, mobile home parks, whatever, as well as those that are just doing rehab and the BRRRR strategy, right? So I agree with all of that. They are definitely adding value. They're adding sweat equity. They're running a business and they're the ones, their own value that they've added to the world also adds value to their family. Specifically, income comes in because somebody saw value in what they did and they paid them for it, right? So totally agree. That is the most important asset in their lives. And Abhi, you and I have taken a look at the hierarchy of wealth is what we call it at Paradigm Life. And for me, that was fundamental when I was trying to figure out what's going wrong or not correct, at least in my own life, 25 years in the Navy and the submarine force. And I was still completely laid out there, a victim when 2008 came around, because all of my finances were at the very top of the pyramid, the highest risk point of the pyramid, because I didn't understand the relationship between control and risk. And so, you know, permanent wealth means lasting staying power. It means that you have the ability to sustain what you've got going on through good times and bad. A lot of people in 2008, real estate investors, went completely bankrupt. And they think in their mind they were over leveraged. They had a lot of leverage, but the leverage is not what broke them. What broke them was that they took the money when they leveraged a property and put it into another one. They had no liquidity. What they really experienced was a liquidity crisis, and they didn't have the ability, they hadn't set themselves up for permanent wealth.
The same thing can be said of Airbnb investors, right? Those that didn't control the property or they didn't own the property and they were JVing with